जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन ब्रजजन रंजन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन जामुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवरधारी यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानन्दन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
जय ओम विष्णुवाद परमहंस प्रभुराजकाचार्य मांग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रीपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुवान त्रिलापृष्ठ भक्ति सिद्धान सरस्वती गोस्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय नमचार श्री हरदास ठाकुर की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय निताई गौर हरि प्रेमानंदे हरि ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय सो दिस मॉर्निंग विल बी रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम एट्थ कैंटो चैप्टर 22 entitled Bali Maharaj Surrenders His Life, text number 29 and 30. So on the board, I believe 30 is written. Please repeat. Guruna Bharsitaha Saptau Jahau Satyam Na Subrataha Chalai Ukto Maya Dharma Na Ayam Tejati Satyavak Guruna Bharsita Sapto Jahau Satyam Nasubrataha Chalai Rukto Mayadharma Nayam Tejati Satyavak Guruna Bharsita Sapto Jahau Satyam Nasubrataha Chalai Ukto Mayadharma Nayam Tejati Satyavak Gurunam Bharsita Sapto Jahau Satyam Nasubrataha Chalai Ukto Mayadharma Nayam Tejati Satyavak Matajij. Guruna, by his spiritual master, Bharsitaha, Ribok, Sapto, and Crust, Jahau, gave up, Satyam, truthfulness, Na, not. Subrataha, being fixed in his vow. Chalai, pretensiously. Uktaha spoken Maya by me Dharmaha the religious principle Na not I am this Bali Maharaj Tejyati does give up Satyava being true to his word. So the previous verse is like that. Chinarikta chutasthana chipto baddhascha satruvi gyati bhischa parityakto yatanam uyapitaha. Translation provided by Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Although bereft of his riches, fallen from his original position, defeated and arrested by his enemies, revoked and deserted by his relative and friends, although suffering the pain of being bound, and although revoked and crushed by his spiritual master, cursed by his spiritual master, Bali Maharaj, being fixed in his vow, did not give up his truthfulness. It was certainly with pretension that I spoke about religious principle, but he did not give up religious principle, for he is true to his word. Purport. Bali Maharaj passed the severe test put before him by Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is further proof of the Lord's mercy towards his devotee. The Supreme Personality of Godhead sometime puts the devotee to severe test that are almost unbearable. One could hardly even live under the conditions forced upon Bali Maharaj. That Bali Maharaj endured all the severe tests and austerity in the mercy of the Supreme Lord. The Lord certainly appreciates the devotees for forbearance, and it is recorded for the future glorification of the devotee. This was not an ordinary test. I describe in this verse, hardly anyone could survive such a test, but for further glorification of Bali Maharaj, one of the Mahajana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not only tested him, but also gave him the strength to tolerate such adversity. The Lord is so kind to his devotee that when severely testing him, the Lord gives him the necessary strength to be tolerate and continue to remain a glorious devotee. Translation. Although bereft of his riches, fallen from his original position, defeated and arrested by his enemy, revoked and deserted by his relative and friends, although suffering the pain of being bound, and although revoked and cursed by his spiritual master, Bali Maharaj, being fixed in his vow, did not give up his truthfulness. It is certainly with pretension that I spoke about religious principle, but he did not give up religious principle, for he is true to his word. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnana Anjana Salakaya Chakchur Jinmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutair Mahadevi Aima Puro Vibho Nirmaya sete adamu supurusam Bhukte gunan sodasa sodasatmakam शूलं कृशिष्ठं भगवन् वचांसि मे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुवयेव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये भावराधिका माधुरी अस्वादय सुखकाद जयति कृष्ण चैतन्य कलि प्रकटे ब्रजराज जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो दिस इज द लास्ट चैप्टर इन कनेक्शन विथ बलि महाराज द पास्ट टाइम ऑफ बलि महाराज स्टार्टेड फ्रॉम चैप्टर 14 टिल 22nd द 9th चैप्टर डिस्क्राइब्स अबाउट बलि महाराज देर 9 प्रोसेस ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस एंड लास्ट वन इज आत्मनिवेदना एंड बलि महाराज इज एग्जाम्पल ऑफ आत्मनिवेदना दिस पार्टिकुलर चैप्टर स्टार्ट्स विथ व्हेन वामन देव had taken everything away from Bali Maharaj and asked where will he put his third leg or where is the place for third step. Before that, Bali had to go through lot of tribulation which have been described. But nevertheless, Bali was fixed in his vow. Bali did not bluff Vamandev. But he said what was right. Now, in this particular chapter, we see that Bali Maharaj talking to Vamandev, where he is reiterating his word that he will give, you know, what he has promised. He said, I will not let Yad Uttama Sloka Bhavan Mameritaha Bacho Belikam Suravarja Manyate करोमि अनृतम तन ममेति प्रलम्भम पदम तृतीयम कुरु शिष्ण मे निजम इस माई डियर लॉर्ड डोंट वरी आई नॉट लेट यू डाउन आई हैव प्रोमिस टू गिव यू 3 स्टेप एंड यू थिंक दैट आई डोंट हैव एनीथिंग यू काइंडली कीप योर 3rd step ऑन माई हेड. Somebody may ask, what is there on the head? He has given everything. What is big thing on the head? The person has power, and that power goes in head. Sometimes we say, na, your power has gone in your head. The power is actually in the head. So Bali Maharaj, one way, surrendering his power. He has surrendered everything. He has surrendered his wealth. He has surrendered his body. But last was his mind. So he surrendered everything. Tan, man, dhan. Everything. Tan and dhan, wealth and body he already given. The third was the man, which is mind. When it's mind, we say here, not in hand or leg or anywhere. Where's your mind? Mind is here. So Bali Maharaj surrendered that. And then he glorified the Lord for his wonderful activities. Bali Maharaj feels relieved now that I have fulfilled my promise. That's the Vaishnava way of understanding. We have given promise to our spiritual master. Can you wake him up next to you on the chair? Hare Krishna. We have given vow, we have taken the vow and given a word to spiritual master that will follow four rules, chant 16 round, attain the morning and evening program, do book distribution, do Harinam, and so on and so forth. We should always remember the vow. We should never forget that. The time we forget that vow, the Maya will capture us. So we should always keep in front. I'll tell one story. Once there was a rich man. He went to temple for darshan and he has a suitcase in his hand. The temple was on high. He had to climb few steps. So he was climbing the step and then he got a heart attack. He fell there. The suitcase fell down and suitcase opened. Lot of cash was there. Lot of gold, diamond, jewelry were there. There was a watchman, security guard. The watchman saw that. He came running. And first thing he did, he closed that suitcase. He closed it and took it and kept one side in his room, locked it. And then he took this gentleman to hospital. When he was cured, then he told him, my dear sir, you had fallen down. And this, you had this suitcase with you. It was full with cash and gold and diamond. I had kept it. Please see if everything all right. This is your thing. The businessman saw that thing. Everything was as it is. He was so surprised to see that watchman honesty. He picked him up. He said, you don't deserve to be here. You come with me. And he made him his treasurer. So he became the treasurer of the businessman. So one day, the businessman had to go to see some minister. And they have fixed the timing, the such time we will go to see the minister. Businessman was ready to go. He was waiting for the treasurer to come. But treasurer did not come. What happened? So he personally went to see him because he loved him so much. He personally went to see him. He saw his room was locked. Then he saw from the whole of the room. What did he see? He saw that he had put his watchman dress and he was standing near the mirror. And he was doing the job of watchman. Oh, don't go from this side. Please go from this side. You know, don't do this thing. Do this thing. So he could bewilder, what is he doing? He is my treasurer, and what he is doing? So finally he knocked the door, he opened the door, and he saw him in this watchman dress. He said, my dear sir, what happened? Why are you wearing this cloth? He said, my dear sir, today whatever you have given, this big house, motor car, wealth, all this belong to you. You have given me. But this dress, this belong to me. This is what I was. And I put every day this timing and practice what I was. So that I do not forget that who am I. Now same way, we should never forget what we were, and by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, what we are. We should always remember. So we have given a vow to our spiritual master. We should always remember that vow. Otherwise Maya can take us away. So Bali Maharaj, he came to his senses and he kept saying, he prayed to the Lord that he fulfilled his vow, and then he prayed to the Lord that, my dear Lord, this demoniac civilization or the demon family is as such that nobody is there to say anything. Nobody can say anything to demon. Very hard. Even their parents cannot say anything. If they say something, they'll put them in jail. Like cancer did. They can't say anything. That's demoniac. So he compared that a person whose eyes is affected by cataract, and he did a cataract operation by chastising. So this way Bali Maharaj praised the Lord. He did not fall down at lotus feet of the Lord and say, my dear Lord, please, I am very sorry. Please forgive me. I should have known this thing. And, you know, I did this thing. If some trouble comes to us, and we just say, we are very sorry, please forgive us. That's not enough. That's not enough. And even after begging forgiveness, and some punishment is given, then you said, what a nonsense. I beg forgiveness. I am regretting for this. Still I am being punished. What is this? That's what we think because of our being conditioned. But Bali Maharaj did not see that way. Rather, he glorified the Lord for punishing him. And then comes his grandfather, Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj, when Prahlad Maharaj came, Bali, who was the royal, who always welcomed Prahlad Maharaj in a royal way, for first time he couldn't even offer respectful obeisance as a Sastang Dhanavat. Simply he bent his head. And he was feeling the same. And then Prahlad Maharaj also glorify the Lord by saying that, my Lord, it's you who gave all the wealth to Bali, and it's you who took away everything. That's your mercy. It gives the thing some time to see how devotee how they deal with, and you take away everything. Also to see how the devotee they deal with. Devotee of the Lord, they are equipoised in happiness or in distress. Jidatmana prasantasya paramatma samahita sitoshna sukha dukhesu tathamana apamanayo. They are equipoised. They don't get affected. They know whatever I have by the mercy of the Lord. And if he takes away, that's his mercy. Either way, so they are not attached. In Hindi they say, dukh hota hai shiksha ke liye aur sukh hota hai परीक्षा के लिए. डिस्ट्रेस इज टू टीच अस ए लेसन दैट समथिंग वी हैव डन रॉन्ग. एंड हैप्पीनेस इज फॉर आवर एग्जामिनेशन. वन इज टू टीच ए लेसन एंड अदर फॉर एग्जामिनेशन. सो व्हेन एवर सम हैप्पीनेस कम्स देन वी मस्ट नो दैट वी आर बींग एग्जामिन्ड. हाउ वी आर यूजिंग दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी, हाउ वी आर यूजिंग द थिंग व्हिच हैव बीन गिवन टू अस. वी आर गोइंग थ्रू एग्जामिनेशन. सो बलि महाराज ए फर्स्ट क्लास स्टूडेंट, ही हैव पास द एग्जामिनेशन. एंड प्रहलाद महाराज इज सो हैप्पी ओशियानिक टू सी बलि पासिंग दिस एग्जामिनेशन. He was so happy to see Bali pass the examination. Or for that, he glorified the Lord. Actually, he is glorifying Bali as well as Vamandev. That you have given everything and you have taken away. Or indirectly, Bali is unaffected. Then his wife comes. And she indirectly condemns Bali. Although Bali was not like that, but yes, he became proud one point, and so much so that when Lord Vamandev told, give me 3 steps, he became angry. He said, are you insulting me? Asking 3 steps? Balasmati? You are talking like, you know, learned, but you are a fool. Your brain is small, like Balasmati. Balasmati is like a small child. You don't know what is good for you. So this was pride of Bali Maharaj. So his wife condemned him, same way as the wife of Kaliya, Kaliya Nag. They condemned Kaliya for him being so proud and fighting with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So here also, Bali Maharaj's wife, she condemned him and glorified the Lord. So in the whole scenario, we'll see Bali is glorifying the Lord. His grandfather glorifying the Lord. His wife glorifying the Lord. Then here comes Brahma. Nobody is asking forgiveness. Please release Bali. He has gone through a lot of trouble. Please leave him alone. Prahlad Maharaj, his grandfather, did not say anything. Grandchildren are dearest to the grandfather. They say the interest is sweeter than principle. They are the interest of grandfather. So Prahlad is, Prahlad Maharaj, Bali Maharaj is the dearmost. But he did not say, please forgive him, release him. Neither the wife, who is the better half of Bali Maharaj, she also didn't ask for forgiveness and please release my husband, he is suffering, nothing. But who did? Brahma. Who is other Mahajan? One Mahajan being tied, other Mahajan coming to rescue. And then, in front of everyone, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who came as Vamandev, he is glorifying the transcendental quality of Bali Maharaj. In this word, in this verse, the word has come as I am. I am means this. So Bali was very much there. He said, Na ayam tyajati satyavat. Ayam, this Bali, has not given off a truth word, a true word. He has not given the word what he has given. To himself, Lord said that Bali is the winner in this game and I am the loser. What I did not do to defeat him? I did everything. And then he goes on naming or mentioning what did Lord do to defeat Bali. He said, Chhina Riktaha. Chhina Riktaha. I mean, he was the Lord and Master of the whole universe. I took away everything. Upper, down, everything I took away. Chhina Riktaha. Chutasthanam. He was crowned as the King of Heaven. From his position, I threw him away from his position. He fell down from his position. Chipto baddhascha satruvi. He was bound. He was arrested. A respectable man, a gentleman. When he get arrested earlier to punish someone, if a gentleman, if police comes to some gentleman house, the gentleman get heart attack. Why police came to my house? And if he get arrested, my goodness, there is no way of survival. Just I'll say in 40, 50 years back, if police come somebody house, whole village will talk. Oh, something must have done wrong. Police came. And nowadays, police comes, arrest him. People proudly say, I went 4 times in jail. They are very proud. Earlier, no. If somebody arrested, my goodness, you know, he will not survive. And this was the way of punishing people those days. If somebody has committed some sin or something, they will save his hair, not like us, half. They will save half. They'll make the face black. They'll put him on a donkey. And they'll take around whole village. That was the punishment. Not selling in jail or anything. That's why I know. So Bali Maharaj was insulted like this. Chipto. He was mentally and physically. Every way he was disturbed. Chipta goes for both. Mostly for mentally. I mean all these things. He was the royal king. He lost everything. So naturally, mentally he was disturbed. He was bound by Vasuki. Physically he was. And by whom? Satruvi, by enemy. Gyati vishya parityakto. In this material world, friend and enemy, what is the discrimination between friend? What is the way to find who is friend, who is enemy? If you have everything, you'll find thousands of people flock around you. I have a friend, Mukesh Gupta. He was a very big man. Lloyd Steel, Lloyd Finance, all over India he has offices. Something happened and he lost. I went to meet him up to jail. He remembers and he tells me, Prabhuji, that was time for me to test who were my real friend. And who were friend of my wealth. So there are a friend of the wealth who go around when they are rich. When a pauper, nobody goes. So Bali Maharaj became pauper. He said, Gyati vischa parityakto. Gyati we have two meanings. It's Bahubachan. Gyati means people who knows me is one meaning. And other meaning is my relative and friends. Parityakto, they gave up. Yatanam anuyapitaha. And so much torture I did to Bali. Guruna Varsana, he was condemned by his spiritual master, Shukracharya. We know this thing, how Shukracharya condemned him. He said, Esa Bairochane Sakchat Bhagavan Vishnu Abhyaya Kasyapa Adito Jato Devanam Karya Sadhaka. Shukracharya very angry. He was cursing his teeth. And he was saying, crashing his teeth and saying, Esa Bairochane Na, O son of Birochan. I mean, ordinarily nobody will say. If somebody is angry, then they insult that person by father name. Usually they call by name. And calling by father name means really out of anger. Esa, this person, Bairo Chanena, Sakchat Bhagavan Vishnu Abhaya, this person who is standing in front of you, he is Vishnu. He is the son of, he is born from Kashyap and Aditi, and he has come to you to take everything from you for Devanam Karya Sadhaka, for demigod, for their welfare. And he talked so many things, and then finally he said, Nishtati Narake Manne, he Pradatu Prasutrutam, Pratisrutya Nisa, Pratipaditam Bhavan. He said, you think yourself very glorious for doing this kind of nonsense, you will go to hell. So he was cursed, Guru Nam Bharsita. He was cursed by his spiritual master. And Lord, he did as it is. Whatever Shukracharya had said, Bali Maharaj did. I mean, Sri Vaman Dev made sure this happened. Everything. So towards the end, Vaman Dev also joked with Shukracharya. My dear Gurudev, see, I did as it is what you said. You told he will lose everything. I took away. He lost everything. You told he will be bound. I bound him. He told that he'll go to hell. Now I'll send him to hell. So I have done everything as it is. The Guru Nam Bhasrito, Sapto, he was condemned, he was cursed. Jahu Satyam Nasubrataha. But still, this Bali was following the Vha. Subrataha. Brata means Vha. And Subrata means first class. Va, one who follows the Va first class way. And what was his Va? To be truthful to his word. When we are truthful to our word, the Supreme Personality of Godhead with us, Satyam Paramadhimahi, the Lord is truth personified. Satyam Bratam Satya Paramti Satyam Satyatma Joni Nihitam Cha Satye. The Lord is truth personified. All these things are connected to body. Wealth has connection with body. The position has connection with body. Pain has connection with body. Relative and friend has connection with body. Disturbances, mental or physical, has connection with body. Glorification and condemnation has connection with body. Cursing has connection with body. But keeping the word has connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Vasudev has same situation. Vasudev ji has same situation. He has given a word to Kansa, that I will give all the 8 children born of Devaki. When he took first son, he had 2 dharma. One dharma was to follow the word which he has given to the Lord, Kansa, that I'll give all the children. And other dharma as a father was to protect the child. The father is one. Pita, pibata tapa iti pita. One who drinks the distress of the children is called pita. And mata, ma means not and ta means tap. When there is a mother, then there is no question of distress. So pita means pibata tapa iti pita. One who drinks the distress of the children is called pita. So here is Vasudev. He is taking his own son. He knows what Kansa is going to do. He knows he is going to kill him. So he had 2 dharma. To protect his child and protect his word. What did Vasudev do? We know it. Vasudeva understood. This child, protecting the child, this dharma is connection with my body. He is my son because of my body. This is inferior dharma. But connection of the Lord is eternal dharma. So word, I have given the word, satya, I connection with the Lord. So if I give up my word to protect my child, then end of the day, neither I will have my child, because cancer is going to kill anyway, nor the personality of God will appear. So Vasudev, he drank the poison of insult, the pain of being, you know, his children being killed in front of him. For what? Only one thing, and that is to keep his word. And what happened? End of the day, the Lord appear as his son, as eighth child. So, to learn a lesson from this instances, here, Mamandev is saying that Chalair Ukto Maya Dharmo, I have falsely just to get everything from him what not I have told to Bali. I have praised him and so many in chapter 19 he talks about glorifying Bali Maharaj, his whole descendant he glorified. He also glorified how he have a wonderful spiritual master, Bhrigumansi. He said, Nahi eta asmini kule kashin. Sattva hakripana puman pratyaktha pratisuta yo vadata dvijataye. I know that even until now, no one taking birth in your family has been poor-minded or miserly. No one has refused to give charity to a brahmana, nor after promising to give charity, has anyone failed to fulfill his promise. So one hand, he has pumped him. So Lord is confessing, said, Chalai rukte maya dharmo. I pumped him. Actually, I am one who is cheater, not him. And that's true. If Lord becomes cheater, nothing will happen to him, but we should not become cheater. He appeared to cheat. A cheater incarnation of Godhead, the Bali Bamandev. The Shalai Rukte Maya Dharmo, no I am. He telling to Brahma, oh my dear Brahma, no I am. I gave up my dharma. Not him. No I am. Tejati Satyavak. He has not, you know, moved from the truth, for he is true to his word. So, summarize this verse, Lord admits and glorify his wonderful, pure devotee, Bali Maharaj, that what not I did to deviate him from his vow, but he did not deviate. Thus, Bali win and I lose. So, we learn the lesson from here that whatever vow we have taken, follow four active principle, chant 16 round, attain morning and evening sadhana, distribute books and go Harinam. New thing we are doing very nice. But let's not forget the old thing. I see nowadays in ISKCON, we are forgetting old thing. We are locking in Almira, old thing. No Harinam going on, not much book distribution going on. And we are inventing new tool. Whatever Prabhupada has given, let us maintain it first, then think of new thing. And that is following, or that is to be truthful to our word. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any comment or question? Still 5 minutes. Yes, go ahead.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Thank you very much for your lecture. I have a doubt, and I was wondering maybe if you could clarify it for me. You mentioned in the class that maintaining one's vow is connected to the Supreme Lord. And you gave the example of Vasudeva and Devaki, how Vasudeva was prepared to have his own child die to maintain his vow. I was wondering if you could explain then how it is that Yudhishthira Maharaj was rebuked for also wanting to maintain his vow, and why it says that the father's duty is to make sure that he looks after the child. It appears here to be a slight contradiction, so maybe you can clarify that for me.
I didn't understand your second part from Yudhishthira.
Yudhishthira Maharaj was chastised or corrected for being attached to telling the truth. This is what I understand.
Oh,
maybe there's a confusion on my part. Maybe lie, telling the truth and maintaining a vow, that's two different things. So I wanted you maybe to clarify that.
No, so Yudhishthira, I mean, one had to understand the truth. What is called truth? Truth is the word of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead is saying, tell Asthama mara gaya. Asthama is being killed. So Yudhishthira was told, but there are two kinds of dharma, nitya dharma and naimitik dharma. So nitya dharma is to following the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and naimitik dharma is with relation with this material world. Eventually connection is with Supreme Personality of Godhead, but bhaya the object. So he could see, you know, Asthama is still there. How can I say? And since he had doubt, what happened? Yudhishthira's chariot used to fly over the ground, but boom, it came down. One, it happened right then and there. And then, in Mahabharata, you will read in Swargarohan, when they are going, he had to pass through the hell for having doubt in the word of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, we should not have doubt in the word of a spiritual master and the Supreme Personality of God.
Thank you. And the second part of the question is in relation to the example of Vasudev and giving up his child.
Vasudev, not Vasudev. Vasudev is
Krishna. Vasudev, thank you. You said that it was considered higher for him to maintain the vow that he's made to Kamsa than maintaining the welfare of his child.
Yes.
It's a little bit...
Same thing. Nitya dharma and naimitik dharma. Nitya dharma is to surrender to Krishna. And naimitik dharma is worldly dharma. And for this, Krishna also says, sarvadharman prityajya mam ekam saranam braja. Mam ekam saranam braja is nitya dharma. And sarvadharman prityajya is naimitik dharma. So Yudhishthira asked, so Vasudev did the same thing. He gave up naimitik dharma and he followed the nitya dharma. That is, he had given a word to Kamsa that I will give my children. And he gave. And phalena parchete, judged by result. And result is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead came. All right, so stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthasrimad Bhagavatam ki jai.